So we're just kind of in the process of launching it, and it's in aim to collect school uniforms and feed them out to who needs them, because obviously it must be so much stress on parents, the price of uniforms, and it's such a waste that some uniforms are going to waste at the end of the term that they've just grown out of and they're in perfect condition. So it's just about spreading the word so people are aware that this is happening and it's a kind of long-term event throughout August.
As you know, Jill, last year when we did the uniform events, we didn't have a fixed abode at that point. So we were running them from Cafe Jericho in Gamesley, Victoria Hall in Glossop. But this year, because we've got the premises at 174 High Street West in Glossop, we're able to open it up for the whole of August. So one of our rooms is just going to be entirely dedicated to school uniforms, so secondary uniform, primary uniform, logoed and then unlogoed. Shoes and all footwear, PE kit, bags. And Maddie's been doing a brilliant job this week. So she's been contacting all of the local schools in the area, asking them to publicise it to their parents and carers about donating to us, but also so that they're aware that they have the facility to come here and either swap or ask for uniform. Going out and putting flyers in the local area. Obviously, talking to you, and then we'll start our social media campaign this week for it as well.
What sort of a response have you had so far?
Well, I went out to some local just shops on the high street and just explaining that we are starting to launch this event, and it was really positive. As people, they kind of knew about us, but they weren't sure about what they could do to kind of support, and that they could actually get items from us as well. So it was quite positive hearing about them, and they actually said that now they were aware that they could do something, they were going to go clear out their children's uniform drawers and kind of bring the items that are still in perfect condition and that somebody else can make good use of.
Are you hoping to get items from all local schools?
Yeah, we're hoping so. So we know some local schools are doing their own uniform drives. We've had a couple of schools contact us actually and said, would we like to take the uniform that they have left over from their uniform drives? They typically sell their uniform for a very low cost, but they're going to donate the uniform to us afterwards and then we'll re-gift it on. But a lot of the schools are really, they're really open to the idea. They're really welcoming of the idea, and a lot of the schools got really involved last year. So as well as asking parents to donate the school uniform, we know that there's lots of school uniform that gets left behind, and a lot of the schools gave us their lost property last year as well, which actually includes a lot of the time quite a lot of PE kit, football boots, everything like that that just costs so much money in the summer holidays at a time when, you know, none of us have really got any additional cash. So anything that people would use for school, we're saying, please bring it in, and we will definitely be able to re-gift it. So last year, in August alone, we did 7,500 items of uniform. Over the course of last year through to this year, we're averaging about 12,000 items of uniform that we have been re-gifted. So we're hoping to smash that target just in August of this year.
It'll be so much easier that people can just come to one place, won't it? Rather than if they're busy on when you're holding an event at, say, Victoria Hall or what have you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we ran three events last year. It was logistically challenging just getting everything into different locations. Whereas now that we've got the shop, people can come in. So Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays, 10 till 2, is when we're going to be open. We will run some particular uniform events, but again, they'll be at this location. But people can just come in anytime, drop a uniform off, pick new uniform up. If we don't have it in, we'll put people's requests on a board, and then as and when we get the right uniform in, then we'll pass it over to them. So we're going to be hopefully working with some of the other groups in the area as well, running a bit of a click and collect service. So for those people who are maybe a little bit too far out, so Hattersley, for example, they'll be able to request uniform from us, and then we will hopefully be able to get it to them sort of once a week, do a drop off there of all the requests, potentially doing something similar around the Glossopdale, Gamesley area as well. So we're hoping to be accessible to people. And also, we do still have the ability to be able to deliver to people who can't physically get to us as well.